Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
It's called Hot Mess Monday, 704-570-9595. You know, it's only 702 right now, 702. Why is there already a Hot Mess Monday for you?
Plus, it's freezing out.
I know.
My car said 28 this morning on the way in.
Mm-hmm. I almost took a picture of it.
You have to. You have to get your yearly temperature picture.
Yeah.
You do it when it's really hot, and you do it when it's really cold, Roy. You put it up on your Insta story.
I hate it.
We're so basic.
I do. I hate it. And especially I hate it in the summertime because everyone's like, look, my temperature says 115. We know it's not 115 outside. It's just your car's been baking in the parking lot.
Next time we take one, tag Roy in it.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Everybody send tag Roy. It's at Kiss Roy Boy.
Don't do that.
On Instagram. Tag him.
I'll unfollow you.
If you have
won't.
Take a picture of your car thermometer and tag Roy in it. That's going to be our
thing today.
That's going to be Roy's hot mess today.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's welcome Anonymous from Rock Hill to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. Why is it a hot mess Monday for you?
Well, last night I got pretty much zero sleep. I woke up at midnight and I've been up ever since. And then I also found out I was pregnant this morning.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Well, congratulations.
Are the two correlated?
Were you not able to sleep because of that?
I don't think so, but I don't know. Yeah.
Is this your first child?
It is.
Wow. Do you know what you're having?
She just found out. Yeah. She doesn't know yet.
How long do you have to wait?
I'm not sure yet.
like 6-8 weeks?
Well, I think you can get a blood test at that point, but you can't really see anything until, like, I guess closer to 16.
I mean, you just did it, Loren. You don't remember?
No, I'm telling you, that's what it is.
It sounds like you weren't sure.
It's like between 16 and 18 weeks, you usually have your gender.
I think we should leave her on hold for 18 weeks so we find out what this baby is.
Okay. Sounds like keep us updated.
Idea. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Congratulations. Oh, well. Thank you for the call. Wow. Finding out you're pregnant.
Okay. Yeah, this is Josh. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Thanks, man. My morning sucks because I'm on my way to work, and I worked all weekend.
The Loren laugh thought that was funny,
Josh,
that you're miserable.
No, Josh, I didn't think it was that funny.
Thanks, Loren.
Sorry, when's your Friday?
When is my Friday?
Yeah, like how many more days do you have until you get a day off?
I actually don't work on Friday, so that's my day off.
So Thursday is your Friday?
That's correct.
All right.
I love that you guys are figuring this conversation out because I can't pick up on it.
I can't get past his voice on how not excited he is.
He's cooked.
It's a hot mess for him.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Let's make this easy for Josh. You ready?
Just go to sleep, buddy.
Yeah,
unless you're driving.
Don't go to work.
Oh, yeah, don't go to sleep. Oh, yeah, don't drive it. Yeah. All right, dude, we'll play a good song for you to get you in the mood, all right? Keep listening. We'll throw a fire.
We'll play Charlie Puth Attention just for you.
Yeah, we'll throw something on the fire for you.
That's the next song to play.
Yeah, that's just not already lined up in the system. Let's talk with Zach and Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys. My Hot Mess Monday.
Yeah.
Similar to the bad news about going to work and everything, I worked all weekend moving into a new house. And this morning I woke up, couldn't find my outfit or my work uniform, and couldn't find my car keys. And I'm supposed to be at work about 5 minutes ago, and I'm still about 15 minutes out.
Where was your car keys at?
Actually in the car.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Are you in the new house already, or did you stay at the old house?
Stay at the old house.
So half your stuff's in the new house, half your stuff's at the old house.
Yeah, half the kids' stuff, half the furniture.
Zach, what kind of uniform do you wear?
Really, it's just a company T-shirt.
Okay,
jeans,
gotcha.
I couldn't find a company T-shirt.
Yeah, and the bosses get mad when you show up not in company gear.
Yeah.
I think they're going to believe the whole, I couldn't find my keys. Where was it? In my car?
We're in the middle of a move.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, moving is like my least favorite thing in the entire world.
Staying is way more conducive.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Zach.
That's why our bosses know whenever our contracts are up, we don't go anywhere.
Right, because nobody wants to pack up their house.
Yeah, we just don't want to move.
I'll help you. I'll help anybody stay if you want. I'm not helping anyone move.
Tiffany and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. Why is it a hot mess Monday for you?
Well, everybody knows I have to get up at 5 to get ready for work. And my brother shows up at my house at 1 in the morning and didn't leave till 2:30. And then my son wakes up at 3 and then again at 4:30.
Why did your brother show up at 1 a.m., Tiffany?
He had gotten a wreck at 11, and apparently he needed time to process before he come to tell me.
Ah, gotcha. Is he okay?
No, he's perfectly fine. He's a little upset his, you know, his Jeep's dented, but I was a little upset to have to be up that
early. You know what? I would have told him, I'm like, as long as you're okay, process it for another 8 hours and come talk to me.
Come knock on my door.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
You're a good sister, Tiffany. Good for you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Boy, that Loren laugh.
I know.
Yeah, you're the worst with that.
Never know when it's going to pop up.
Jennifer in Concord, you are on Hot Mess Monday.
Good morning.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're doing fantastic. Why is it a Hot Mess Monday?
Why is it a Hot Mess Monday? Because I have to get up around 11:30 or so to be at work, and I work 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
What?
Yes.
Every day is a hot mess for you.
Yeah. What are you, a tree?
What do you do?
Basically, deliver trees because I deliver the Charlotte Observer and the Independent Tribune.
See, I was trying to think of something that's alive and working all the time, and a tree is what came to my mind.
Mm-hmm. And somehow it was connected to the pay. I see what she did there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow.
Well, take a day off or something.
I wish I could, but
how long does it take you to run your route?
Sunday's the worst, of course, because you've got Sunday onlys and everything else. But typically, when it's an easy night, like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, maybe three and a half hours. Now, on trip night, it could take anywhere from 4 to 6-plus hours just to run the route. But on Sunday, it takes me at least 2 to 3 hours or so just to roll the papers that I need for my customers.
You have to roll them, too? I didn't know that.
Roll them and bag them.
You have to roll them, bag them. You don't get paid for
that time,
anything to deliver a paper.
You got a cool bike, though, that you ride?
No, I drive my vehicle.
I wonder if Roy can go with you one morning and help throw. Can you teach?
No, I have a weak arm.
Yeah, I know. That's why it would be funny watching you throw. Every other house would get the paper.
Do you remember when somebody was delivering papers in my neighborhood and I thought they were casing the joint?
Oh, yeah.
She came in. She's like, I think I need to call the cops. They're driving around with their hazards on. I'm like, Loren, any criminal would not drive around with their hazards on.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Thanks, Jennifer. Have a great day, okay?
Y'all too.
All right. Yeah, criminals try to stay under the radar. They're not driving through neighborhoods with hazards on.
Yeah, throwing newspapers.
Yeah. I was convinced.
Yeah. Like the newspaper that they're throwing on the driveway is something to lure them out of the house so that they can run in.
Loren's telling the neighbors, don't go outside in the morning. Don't get the paper.
Don't pick up that paper.
All right, Loren's going to update us on the very latest in the dirty.
Yes. I'll get you caught up on the AMAs. And Kim Kardashian is looking for something to go along with her new baby. I'll tell you what it is. It's coming up in the dirty.
Bunch of people, by the way, didn't make it on the air. We apologize. We hope your Monday's better. And just remember this. It's a 3-day work week for most of us. So hopefully,
unless you do the paper.
Right. Unless you do the paper. Yeah. Hopefully your Wednesday's a Friday this week like us.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's morning.